Hello and welcome to Illumilus. This is part of our new podcast series on topics around digital transformation, artificial intelligence, and sustainability. And today I want to talk to you about where to start with AI, our AI journey. I'm your host, Frank Trevino, and I'm a partner with Illumilus, and my goal is helping organizations turn data into digital assets. I call this our AI journey because I believe everyone in the audience listening today is here for a reason. Some of you may have already started this journey, maybe others are in the beginning stages, and I'm sure there's a couple of you who are just maybe curious about what's going on with AI. And while we're all at different stages of our AI journey, I think we all share a common goal. How do we create value from our data? You know, we live in a knowledge economy and we're creating data. And with 5G rolling out very soon, I think we're going to be creating even more data. So how do we create value from that? How do we use data to make better decisions? How can we take data and turn that into a digital asset? You know, it wasn't long ago that the term artificial intelligence was considered a buzzword. And I think still today there are a lot of people who still believe that. But there's been a lot of progress the last couple of years. We're seeing a lot of data out there that shows AI is definitely contributing to the economy, to problem solving, to offering solutions that companies are looking for. A recent report by PwC states that AI contributed $2 trillion to the GDP back in 2018. And by 2030, this could be as much as $16 trillion. With more and more numbers that validate our growth trend in AI, I always get the question, should we pursue AI? But in reality, the question really should be, how should we pursue AI? You know, it's important to understand the value AI brings to an organization. AI can bring competitive advantages, it can bring innovation, it can bring first to market. So there's a lot of various benefits that we see. But I think the key is really going back and understanding what are some of those solutions that we're seeing out there in the industry. You know, not too long ago, we saw the integration of chatbots, and that was really the beginning stages that organizations were integrating artificial intelligence. You know, but now we're starting to explore new areas that bring value across various industry landscapes. And I look at that from customer experience, from expert systems, automation, cybersecurity, innovation, revenue analysis, and even discovery. And, you know, a couple of these that really stand out to me really are two areas that we're starting to see explosive growth, but it's no surprise because they're both being driven by 5G. And the first one is expert systems. And with expert systems, we're seeing how AI is leveraging these capabilities to self-diagnose, self-heal, and self-orchestrate networks. And as well as that, we also see innovation taking a really growth pattern here with 5G. And it's really incorporating AI and 5G together to deliver a greater customer experience. You know, as we take a look at our AI journey, I think a lot of people think that this journey is about technology. And honestly, technology is just one piece of it. You know, there are what I put together, the four foundational pieces: people, process, product, and technology. And it's really evaluating all four of these areas within your organization to understand the maturity model and where you stand with artificial intelligence. So for example, people, you know, how do we integrate AI within our existing group of people within the organization? Do we have the right people in place? Do these people need training? Do we need to hire more people? When it comes to process, you know, how does AI impact our process today? Will it change that process tomorrow? You know, under product, does AI actually enhance our product directly or indirectly? And then when it comes back to technology, think about it in terms of existing technology. Does AI complement our existing tech stack today, or is it going to act as a substitute? These are the key things that you should always consider when you're starting to explore and continue to implement artificial intelligence. So now I want to jump into our AI transformational journey process. And to say that there's one starting point in our journey is very difficult to say because I think all organizations are going to be at different areas within their maturity level. But what we can do is we can break down that journey through a framework. And I think by understanding the people, process, product, and technology within that framework, this is a great way to help identify maybe some of the key points within your goals of turning data into digital assets. So what I want to do is I want to kind of walk through the five steps within my framework here. Step one is around the organization. Step 2 is around data. Step 3, pilot programs. Step 4 is about people-driven. And of course, step 5 is a cultural mindset. So I'd like to get started with the first step, organization. Now, if AI is new to your organization, then the goal here is to start with identifying your champion within your company. With AI, it's important to take a top-down approach to ensure success. This is usually someone on the executive team who will understand the ups and downs of implementing AI. Once you identify your champion, now you should determine what knowledge resources are needed from project leadership to teams. And as you build your teams, make sure you create a team or teams that break down silos within the organization. Silos are notorious for sabotaging AI integration because of the lack of departmental communication and potential competitiveness across departments. So the next step in our journey is data. And the first thing that you want to do around this is define what is the problem you're trying to solve. Now, once you've defined this problem, make sure that you can validate that against your business strategy. If it doesn't align, go back and tweak, because again, the challenge you're going to have is if it doesn't align with your business strategy, it's definitely going to be a lot tougher to get the approval to move this forward. Once you have the alignment, the next is to look at the data around you. Do we have the right data? Do we need to search out new data? Once you're able to determine this, then you can move on and help create the value proposition and the metrics around this pilot. Once you've done that, then next is identifying the infrastructure that you'll need to have in place to make sure you can initiate this pilot. Once you go into that, then it's moving on to the pilot program itself. Our next step is the pilot program. As you develop your pilot program, make sure to keep it simple and specific. Don't try to pilot a use case that's going to affect the entire company. Look for that lighthouse project that's going to showcase progress, transparency, and value around AI. For example, start with testing a simple chatbot or virtual assistant to support call centers that focus on automating customer service inquiries. When going through this pilot, determine your success metrics by setting outcome metrics and know what you're trying to achieve. The other priority, of course, is test. You will fail and you should fail. And this is part of the iteration process to gain insight on using AI within your organization. Our next step is people-driven, and every part of the AI journey is driven by people. This is where training comes into play by offering training to educate and inform. As I mentioned before, this starts at the top, and it's important to set training efforts to properly inform executives, not only on the value of AI, but the process and expectations. This also includes the need to fail as a means to learn. Next, offer training to the various levels of the organization, from mid-level to eventually company-wide education. So the last piece in our framework is really about the cultural mindset within an organization. And this really is more about communication. In the step before, we talked about training. We talked about letting people understand the value and benefits from it. Now it's communicating that company-wide. So start off with company-wide adoption, letting people know and understand what's going on with the Lighthouse project or other projects across the organization. You know, this helps reduce that uncertainty, and I think it ultimately leads to what we call the integrative innovation approach, which internally is really helping drive the understanding, the value that AI brings in this case. You know, and the goal here is to develop an organization with this digital mentality. You know, and when we think about this digital mentality, which is the whole purpose behind digital transformation, we start to look at some of the value that that brings. Organizations that jump into digital transformation tend to have more of a competitive advantage. They tend to be more agile. They also tend to have improved efficiencies around their organization, which brings them value, whether it's from a cost savings perspective or even revenue generation. So there's a lot of different pieces here when we start looking about how the cultural mindset leads to these elements. So as we look at this AI journey, I want to make sure that we can take a step back. We've gone through the steps within the framework, and even though we see a beginning and we see an end, in a sense, there is no beginning and there is no end. You're constantly trying to improve within all these areas, and it's just something that you have to do. It's something that is part of the business strategy. You just need to make sure that you can go through and evaluate various areas of where do we see the need for improvement. And it's really going to go through and help you understand the value that you continue to build upon from the previous project as you continue to progress forward. So we realize that there are going to be a lot of challenges that you're going to experience going through your AI journey, and we don't have the time to really highlight some of those. But one that I do want to highlight that I think that stands out the most is SOS, and that is beware of SOS, shiny object syndrome. And a lot of people laugh about this, but it does happen more often than people think. What tends to take place is someone on the executive team or someone who is high ranking within the organization comes across a product or solution, technology driven, that is showcasing positive results for a company. And this could be from maybe they spoke with a friend, they read a white paper, saw something in the news. Who knows? It could have been a blog they had read. But what happens is shiny object syndrome comes into play because they automatically assume that it's the right fit for their organization. And this goes back to making sure that you spend the time to make sure that this ties in back into the business strategy, that you spend the time to evaluate that and write the proper strategy around that too. So don't get caught into shiny object syndrome because it does tend to lead you down the wrong path, in my opinion. As we end our AI journey here, I would like to just kind of talk about some of our takeaways today. We're all creating data, and our goal here is to turn data into digital assets. And I think the first takeaway is having the right framework in place, and that goes back to understanding people, process, product, and technology. Next is to think in terms of agility and iteration. Think also small and simple. And, you know, when you think small and simple, that's going to help bring that agility and iteration into place. So test, as we said earlier. And I think last one, again, is making sure that your pilot that you're trying to solve aligns with your business strategy. You know, in the end, you're trying to turn data into digital assets. And this goes back to understanding that this is also a cultural mindset shift within the organization. So always remember, it's going to be with people, about people, and through people too. So regardless of where you are within your journey, make sure that you have the knowledge and the right tools to get you started or to continue that journey. So don't forget to check back with us on tips, ideas, insights around digital transformation, AI, and sustainability. I'm your host, Frank Trevino, and hope to talk to you soon.